Okay, it's the big match, the chaos of a big match. We haven't done one of these for a while. I'm Gareth Roberts. If you don't know what this is all about, it's mad. I've got to be honest with you, it's absolutely chaotic and mad. The idea is we find something on YouTube, an hard Liverpool match, which is what you can hear playing in the background, if you're wondering. And we all watch it. We get people of a different age and young and old and all that, and we all watch it and say what we think. And the match we're doing today is the home leg of a European tie. Liverpool played in the 91-92 season against Auxerre of France. This is the second leg at Anfield. Liverpool lost the first leg 2-0. And I don't know, do you want the spoilers? I mean, it was the UEFA Cup second round, second leg. And with me to discuss it all, Sean Walsh, Neil Atkinson, Jay McKenna and Dan Austin. And what they're all watching right now, you can find this on YouTube if you look for it. Is Auxerre tucking away the two goals that gave them the 2-0 lead when they came over to Anfield? And it's fair to say, as an intro, that no one was really fancying Liverpool's chances for this. I remember Graham Souness did a big, or attempted to do a big G up in the press, saying everyone should come down, get behind the side, you never know, we are Liverpool and all that. 23,000 turned up. Just, that was like a big two fingers early doors going, nah Graham, we're not having it.
Everyone I know from it, like who was going to match in that either, claims to have been though.
It is one of them games, like yeah. Everyone says they went. So there's Des Lynam doing the introductions in the studio at Anfield. Anfield looking a lot different, obviously, to what it does today. And yeah, I'll let you all have a little watch and chip in when you've got something to say.
What about Des?
Oh, what a ledge. Smooth as fuck, wasn't he?
I love Des Lynam when he used to present the Premiership.
Premiership was great.
Yeah. Proper nice fella.
And Alan Hansen. Jimmy Hill as well.
Alan Hansen's not long retired here as well, this really is.
Alan Hansen looks like he needs to go into his suit as well, though, badly.
He does. He looks like a young man.
Yeah. Looks like a fella. He's going to his school prom or something. 16.
Have you seen the picture of David Price in that?
Yeah,
yeah. It's fucking funny,
I don't think that's real, you know. I think his head's altered on purpose.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just a massive suit, you know.
I think it's not real, you know. I'm
going to look that up while we watch this.
All right. Come on, David Price.
What they're saying, because I've already watched a little bit of this, Soz. But I thought you might all speak over it.
is
the pundits are basically writing Liverpool off here. They're saying, you know, teams just don't come back from 2-0 down. In fact, Liverpool had never in their history come back from losing a game 2-0 away to go and through over two legs. So
fuck, these weren't commentating at half time in Istanbul. These weren't in the studio.
Here's the team. Grobbelaar in goal. Ablett, Burrows, Marsh, Mulvey, Nicky Tanner, McManaman, Houghton, Rush, Walters and Steve McMahon, the captain.
Isn't Nicky Tanner like one of the worst players ever to play for the club?
That's correct, mate, yeah.
I think Chris Maguire told us that the other week, didn't he, when we asked him?
He's very much correct.
that bad, yeah.
There's not, looking at that defence there, Ablett, Burrows, presumably it's Marsh at right back
Marsh
and Tanner.
Marsh played right back, yeah.
Liverpool look like they've rested loads there. Because I don't ever remember looking at fucking like Liverpool books and
annuals
from the time and thinking...
Then you say he was around at this time and he's not playing.
But there might be a reason for that, Gareth.
Saunders as well was around at this time and he wasn't playing. It was a bit of a patched up side, which was another reason why they were getting written off, to be fair.
But the other thing as well was the foreigner rule.
There's the foreigner rule as well, which, you know, these days people would be like, well, what's the foreigner rule? Basically, you could only have three foreign players in your side, basically.
So didn't that include any non-English, though?
England, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, all of those were classed as different countries.
Really?
That's
fucking nuts, that, isn't it?
That's one of the reasons Steve Staunton got shipped out, because he was classed as Republic of Ireland. He was a good player, Steve Staunton, and he was a bit unlucky, because he was always counted as one, and so in the end, they couldn't really sort of offer him the games, and he went. And it was a bit of a shame, that.
It's always boss watching them in the tunnel in games like this. When you look at Anfield, it just looks like you've walked into a social club for a party now. All the wooden panelling and stuff like that. Where's the toilets, mate? And down there, like some old urinal. Cop looks good, doesn't it?
The old cop, yeah.
Looks great. McManaman looked young there, didn't he? I mean, he was always slight, but he looks really slight in that kit.
Did I see Jamie Redknapp was on the bench in this game as well?
Let me have a look. He is on the bench in this game, along with
I had no idea he was playing that early.
Barry Jones,
Who's Barry Jones?
And Robbie Holcroft. Barry Jones didn't play. It's fair to say he didn't play.
Didn't your dad tell you about Robbie Holcroft yet?
What this like in the age when we just fucking bump kids up from the B team and we're never going to get a game or something?
We were just, this was not a good time.
Everyone on the bench had to be English.
I'm too young.
Because you weren't going to waste one of your foreigners for a lad on the bench.
Oh, yeah. So it wasn't 3 in the 11, it was 3 in the squad.
In your match day squad, yeah.
It's fucking nuts, that, isn't it?
What had happened this previous season? Why were we in the UEFA Cup? Just being shy.
Basically.
Because we'd stopped winning leagues by this point.
But also, this is 92, isn't it? So we're not long out of the ban.
But we won in 90, so we'd have surely been back in Europe the year after. Yeah, did we have one extra year?
We got one extra year.
So this is the first season back.
Yeah, because in an earlier round, I'm pretty sure we played QCC Lahti, because I remember going to that one, and I think we won.
Where were they from?
About 6-1 Finland.
QCC Lahti. Yeah. Sounds like something you fucking buy in Starbucks, that, doesn't it?
It's a mad name, innit? I'm having a look now to see if I was anywhere near on the score. 6-1 is right, and they got beat 1-0 away.
Very Everton this crowd for them. Their away fans blew my bass gaffs.
Some bad Barnets.
What about that Strachy? Look at the goalie, how big his goalie gloves are. They're massive.
Well, Jose, like, well respected around Europe at this time, or just
no,
just
not
the
really.
Size?
Just
oh, look, there's
like
Robert with a mullet there in the crowd. there's Neil with a bowl head.
I was watching it on telly. It was a bit of a big deal, actually, because you didn't get to watch that many games. But it's still in the area where you still didn't get to watch that many games on telly at home.
It's the old Kenilworth Road, isn't it?
Yeah.
That we can see at the minute. How empty it is, it reminds me of, you know, when you go to Blackburn, and that main stand they've got on the side, which joins towards where the away end is, and it's like usually empty, innit? And then they all come and stand down there and shout abuse at you.
I mean, with this game, it was 23,000, so included in that, you obviously had the away fans. Basically, the cop turned up, and no one else bothered.
There's a massive flag there in the Kenilworth Road. Clearly not a regular fan to take a flag in the Kenilworth Road, didn't he? Must have been shouted at by all the eyelashes behind him to get that down.
Is that J.M. Ferry? Is that how they ended up playing for Liverpool? The same one?
Don't think it was. No. Don't think it was, no. Could be very wrong, but I don't think it was.
Boss goalie kit, that, innit? The top, anyway.
Decent sound from the cop.
When did they use the outfield shorts and socks until?
For the around goalkeeper? Now. Goalkeeper kits. I think Schmeichel's one of the first to have a goalkeeper kit.
Okay.
Where it's shorts and impacted as well.
So early to mid-90s.
Yeah. Barry Davis there taking the time to tell you what the wind's like. It's an important detail, one that gets overlooked in modern football where everyone pretends that there isn't weather. And it will make a difference. It's a swirly wind tonight for Auxerre. Auxerre's manager's Guy Roux, by the way, who was the manager of Auxerre all the way up to 2004 when we bought Gibril Cissé from him.
Really, yeah?
Was he, yeah?
Can we blame him for that?
Well, Gibril had done very well for him at Auxerre, and he was sad to let him go.
We're saying as well that like one of the reasons that no one was sort of giving Liverpool much of a chance of overturning that that first leg was that the results were pretty crap around this time. I've just looked them up. I remember this one now as well. We drew with Port Vale in the League Cup at Anfield 2-2. We got beat by Crystal Palace at Anfield as well, and so they were the two results before this game.
Is this like the start of where people maybe started to turn on soonest then? Is it like big time? Yeah. It's like the signings weren't quite playing out how we'd imagined and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, you look at some of the people that are on the pitch in this game. Nicky Tanner, for instance, just to keep mentioning Nicky. Saz Nicky, but.
Have you got a programme? Mary was man of the match. You?
No, that was Jimmy Carter. I've got a programme where Jimmy Carter was man of the match. Another cracking player. So yeah, I've left one, we were watching this on three different laptops, and I've left one with the sound on, so hopefully it's not interrupting too much with the enjoyment, but we just thought it was a bit weird the way when we're watching these that there's always them quiet bits where no one's saying nothing.
I'm just thinking, what's the kickoff, Robert?
I'm in early for me. I've never seen anything from this game in my life.
Have you done a big match before?
No, I've never done a big match either. So I'm gonna, you know.
This is it.
I'm gonna be fucking screaming and fucking idiot. This is gonna be like watching me on the clock. People will think, fucking hell, see you on half and half. Screaming at him to do things. Don't hit it! Don't, and then he bangs it in top in. It's like, hey, good shot, lad.
There's the Houllier kickoff from Wolves.
Fucking spot fixing there, weren't he? Fucking launched that into the fucking card.
Back.
It always gets me. It's nuts.
Every time we do one of these, I'm thinking, that's a fucking indirect free kick.
Watching.
Fuck off, Mignolet. What's he even far for, dude?
No idea. The back pass, I love the back pass thing. I love how it always gets everyone who's like under 30. He's like, whoa!
See, kidding? Imagine being a striker in that day and age. You'd be like, absolutely furious, wouldn't you?
I'm wondering how long it's going to take on this big match before we start discussing the advert as well.
Yeah, that's the other thing to do. Always the other thing to do.
Started fast here, dogs.
Bit of move, but they had a bit of a move there.
I think we do talk about high-tech Silver Shadow in every episode, don't we? It's a running theme.
Well, I've already clocked that there's an ascot. They were very shit trainees.
Colour vision.
So he's playing
ascot was shit. Trabs,
he's playing McManaman off rush. I think he's playing Walters left and McManaman off
Gary
rush.
Ablett there, looking the most skinniest footballer in the world. He looks like he's fucking playing Sunday league footy or something in a shirt that's too big for him.
A lot of Billow
and this is oh,
I love this goal kick off to Sunday league.
Honestly,
that's astonishing.
You just don't get that anymore.
David Burrows has got some like classic 1970s, 1980s Soviet haircut there, hasn't he?
I love it when I say, because my favourite thing about
short as well.
My favourite thing about the centre half taking my favourite thing about the centre half taking a goal kick is that he then has to do that mad run so he's not playing people offside. Absolutely steaming the pitch, though.
I can't believe that's the thing that got us sat here going, the game's gone.
Yeah,
Bruce Grobbelaar there launching an awesome.
Absolutely lashed it at Walters, and he's not happy with him.
And now he's playing at Walters. Yeah, he just fucking launched it at him. Now he's shot with someone else.
Nothing was ever Brucey's fault.
Papa Nach, him, ain't
he? Absolutely kicking off there.
Just on the touchline there, someone's lashed a bog roll on. That's definitely old school.
Yeah.
Great days.
You very rarely see now, do you? Litter on the pitch, but you used to see it, didn't you?
Yeah, like, you don't see bog rolls either.
Cut that bad away from
Oxy.
There was bog rolls for Dorman, weren't there?
Was there?
Yeah,
bog rolls on the cop, yeah. That's right.
They were all hitting me in the head, down the front of the car.
McManaman doing well. Doing very well.
I now know where Jan Arnerisa got that little thing of trying it at random and running away from. He was watching David Burrows against Hugs here.
Old school throwing that.
What do you make of McManaman's Barnett, Walsh?
I'm into.
Pen? Penalty? Penalty? Give it a penalty. McManaman, it was. He tripped him. It's a penalty.
What's it like having the match volume on, John? Is it alright? Yeah. Thumbs up from the producer.
McManaman's getting up. No one's gone there. Check McManaman's alright here. Could be here to you.
Does really well. He started really brightly, McManaman.
See, this fella's just swung in, Annie. Neil, that's not a pen, that.
I think that's not a nail. That's nailed
on. The fella's going to play the ball, but McManaman's dragged his foot back and then just collided with his leg. Nah, it's not a pen, that.
I think he knows what he's not doing, McManaman, but the lad shouldn't be so stupid to get caught.
He fucking wasn't. McManaman pulled his leg back. He can't move himself. Not having it. Boss dugouts, them though, aren't he? I always forget what that field is like. The match is like this with me, it's just a switch off. Yeah, just switch off and just talk about effort to people that are at the match.
Jan Moby taking the pen. Great penalty taker. Go ahead, big Jan.
He's not that big either, though, is he?
Ball's off the spot.
No, for Jan, he's quite slim here.
Mm.
Ball's come off the spot.
It's a windy night, Robbo was mentioned earlier. Paddy Davis made it clear at length. It's the wind swirling around Anfield. But it doesn't put Big Jan off.
Long and hard.
Does not put Big Jan off. Liverpool. Good end, by the way, there.
Cough looks bad.
Cough enjoying that, aren't he? Where were you, Robbo? Did you go this game?
I can't remember whether I went to it or not.
No.
I'd have to go back to all my old programs. Struck it well, but I can't remember. So I don't want to be another one of them. Not dancing.
Union Jack on the cop there, by the way.
I'm not sure.
Union Jack on the cop there.
I know, yeah. Everyone always says, it's Waller, it never happened. It did happen.
Yeah, loads of them.
It's been back this season, then, hasn't it? I've seen it a few times.
Look at the cop. The cop is absolutely going bananas.
I'm surprised I'm seeing Esther and Furious there. There's fans clearly getting off to go and get something to eat or a drink there. Walking back up the main stand.
Well, they've not even got in yet.
Dan Austin's still looking for this photo of David Price.
Good touch from the Yorkshire player. They've probably not even got in yet. That's the other thing I remember from going to European games. I didn't go to this one, as I said before, but I remember from going to like night European games. One of the big things I remember, myself personally, so many people would get in late. So many people would get in late. I remember that at the treble season. You'd just get in 5-10 minutes late.
Loads of sliders.
Loads of lads throwing themselves. Great ball. McManaman's been brilliant.
How old's McManaman? Yeah.
I just thought he was only about 20.
I had no idea that Jamie Redknapp had done what then, 10 years at Liverpool? Yeah. He stayed for this treble season, wasn't he?
Yeah, about 10 years, yeah. He was signed really young, really, really young. He's put himself about McManaman as well, loads and loads. He wins the ball, that leads to the penalty. He's tackled about two or three times separate to that. That was a shocker from behind.
In case you hear some random noises, by the way, we've got the windows open in the studio today because it's boiling in Liverpool today. So if you hear random bass from nearby boozers and weirdos shouting stuff out, that isn't us.
We'll rule anything out. Liverpool on top. Good ball. Oh no.
Too much on it.
Yeah. There was a video kicking around that the club put out this week or last week from this season. Basically what they're doing, they're going to every season, I think, over the summer and saying, top 10 goals from that season. And surprisingly, a lot of them were from Walters. He's always remembered just for having a crap step over and not being that good.
Yeah.
And yet, he scored some belters.
Well, we watched that Sunderland final, didn't we? Last one of these, didn't he score the boss goal in there?
No, that was Michael Thomas, that. Sunderland final.
Yeah.
Wait, who have you just said?
Mark Walters.
Oh, sorry, I've just confused them two people.
Knocked it off. Back to Bruce, he picks it back up. Now we go.
Oh, poor kick. Poor cleanance.
Made something of it, though.
Put themselves about, Liverpool.
I would say that Auxerre at this stage, at the back, don't want to know. Do you think they don't want to know, Jay? Would you go that far at this stage?
Liverpool have started too fast for them. These were expecting Liverpool to maybe suss it all out. Liverpool have just gone after him.
He's been caught there, Jan. Oh, hello.
Oh, pace of him.
He's terrible. Absolutely unreal. From left back. Oh, he's in.
Oh, what a save. Great goalkeeping that.
Oh, he read it well there.
How good was that?
Oh, Steve McMahon there.
Comparison with Reina or something like that.
He could pull off some absolute worldy saves, that and better. But he was also just prone to absolute madness. He loved to come out of his goal, loved to bollock people, loved to think he was an actual footballer, you know what I mean? And some games he'd make outstanding saves. What I liked about a lot of saves he made, he always held it as well. So loads of ones that looked like they were going in the top bin that you would see most keepers tip, he'd hold them.
Don't see that now, so your step overs on the player running over it for free kicks?
No, you don't see that so often now, no.
McMahon there.
Grobbelaar was great. He was really, really good. really good. He could make saves that no one could make, and but he gambles on everything.
Just he could play now.
More than a lot of the old keepers, to be honest with you, like, because he would come out of his goal. He loves to sweep up. So that one there, for instance, this save, he's gambling now when that ball's coming across there in the replay. Like, he's, look how quickly he's out on him, because that's what he did. He just thought, I'll just sort this out. So he'd come for everything, like he'd come for every corner. But what that would mean was every now and again, also as Gareth said, he'd want to, like on corners, he'd want to catch them. Yeah. Not a punch, but what that would mean is every now and again he'd drop one.
Yeah.
And he went through a terrible run 85-86 when we went on to win the double that season, and he had like four or five games where he was that bad. There was like letters into the Echo about Dalglish not dropping him. That's how bad he was, and everyone was furious about it, and Kerry stuck with him, and he got his form back, but he just had a terrible like sort of four or five match run where nothing was working for him.
It's a boss jumper soon, I said on, by the way. Boss jumper
equipment gear, yeah.
Imagine that now, just a manager just in a jockey on a touchline.
Yeah, he can clap to us, doesn't he?
Not a jump like
not,
that,
yeah, not a boss shot.
New Balance as well anyway, Joey.
Some of the New Balance gear sounds, you know. If it didn't have that perfect, it's not sure. Be good. Important decisions these, yeah.
I know. So what do you reckon? Do you reckon Brucey's going to sign catch this one?
I think he is, yeah.
Kids there, do you need Jack scream at them?
Here he comes.
Yay!
Oh, didn't let me down there, did he? After everything I just said. But again, you look at that, he's coming for it, like he's just going to come for it, and he'll sort it out later.
Must make it easy for the defenders as well if they know that the keeper's just going to come and deal with everything.
Yep.
Oh, it's a great pass by Abley. Oh, poor one.
Terrible from Jan, that. He didn't look off, but that could just be by modern eyes, because the offside law is probably liberal.
No benefit of the action replay here though, Neil.
No, I don't think we're going to get it.
See if it's on Twitter at the minute, see if you can get a little clip for it on Twitter.
See what they're saying on Twitter, yeah.
Very deep at the minute, dogs, yeah. Oh, he's made sure he sucked a man there.
Yep, Nicky Tanner walloped him.
Didn't look like a free kick there.
Gaz de France on the sidelines, by the way.
French Gasta.
Cheers, mate.
That's an English word too, wasn't it, mate?
Good job we had you in today, mate.
£40,000 worth of knowledge, that is.
Hashtag insights, yeah.
Time well spent in France there, lad.
It's also interesting that, though, on that what I was going to go on to say was, what you used to see around European nights was adverts in Anfield, adverts for the home country stuff.
Because
they're broadcasting it live. And you never see that now at all.
Well, at Anfield for Premier League games,
there's adverts for different...
In Mandarin or whatever.
But they're sort of through Liverpool, if you know what I mean, it's for the Premier League product rather than the idea that also that Gaz de France of... contacted Liverpool and said, the nice this Auxerre game will give you £10,000.
Yeah. It's a pity they didn't really, because that would have paid a quarter of Danton to know that it said French gas.
What do you think of this Kurt Walsh?
Yeah, I like it.
It's decent, isn't
it? Yeah.
It was shit material though, you know, I had the away one of this and I've still got it, and it's all like bobbled to fuck. It's like horrible nylon crap. None of this climate cool fucking whatever it is these days.
You don't know, I sound bitter about that.
Back in my day, football kids were made out of wood.
I am bitter about it. Man, I keep a top, you know what I mean?
Kingfisher Kirby flag, that is there.
Look at the empty seats.
What's the score with them all being multicoloured? Was that a conscious decision?
Same in the
Annie Road, yeah. When did it change and why?
This would have changed that year because we built the Centenary stand.
That's all free kicked out, F.
Because we built the Centenary stand, or we started building the Centenary stand.
But there's green ones in the Annie Road as well, isn't there? At some point, they
came up with the idea of having, like, you know, the sponsor on the seats and things like that. Yeah. So it said, like, Adidas in the seats and things like that, or LFC or whatever. Yeah, they had them mad.
Yeah, look at that like thing there, LFC Cairn in the community, they're like a flag on the seats.
I just think he wins that, by the way, Ablett. I just think he goes any stronger. Jumping a little bit, but
Oh! Fucking hell.
It's going off.
Hello. Oh, poor Ed there by... Who's that? That's a stitch.
He absolutely looked a steam marsh there. That was unreal, the revenge tackle.
Oh, tackles are flying in here. Drop a lash straight away. The pool look like you wanted to breathe a day.
Played.
Oh, played. Straight feet. He's got no options there, though, has he? No one's expecting him to do it all.
Take your time.
Yeah, we're only going to watch it up to the first half because otherwise it'd be like a 2-hour show. But Walters makes a significant contribution second half. If you're not looking for spoilers and you don't remember it all.
Remember when we did?
Man's got a problem here.
A full 2-hour one of these watching that fucking.
Imagine it.
No, remember we did? Oh, we did a 2-hour one of that weird cup final, the Everton one.
The sports screen super cup,
that show felt longer than the whole rest of me life put together.
Absolute content, mate.
Oh, Walters is good here. Oh, it's hard to play that.
It's mad to keep expecting like a flood of comments going like, why are you doing a show where you're watching a match? But then people go, I like the big match. I even got a text last time off Nevin saying, it's good that there's definitely a place for it.
Do people listen to this like playing the match at the same time?
Well, that's what we
that'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah,
that's what we thought. But those people don't even watch the match. They just still listen to it like a normal pod.
That's a bit fucking mad. I find it mad that they're asked about listening to me talking about you and then to before, so you know, swings and animals. Smart kid that though, innit? Who are these mentioned by there? Commodore? Smart kid that.
Commodore all the rage. Commodore 64, what a computer that was.
For my time, that level.
More some power in your fucking mobile phone that, eh? Than in that thing.
Oh, it's a poor free kick. Oh, they got away with it there.
What's going on there?
McMahon just like whacked the fucking cameraman. The
cameraman on his arse, yeah.
Just the summer, eh? Is Ablett left back here? Ablett centre half?
Ablett centre half with Tanner. Burrows left back and Mike Marsh right back.
Do you reckon you'd have a job on then finding a.
Oh, what a tackle that was! She wiped him out!
Do you reckon you'd have a job on finding a waste Liverpool back forward, didn't
I? Some did that poor Kaczynski end on.
Buell and Sork of Army. He must have had a bad.
Marsh does alright this night.
But generally, was he shite or.
He was just small. The big thing against him was his size.
Nice.
He was alright. He was good on the ball.
Yeah, fucking hell, Robert. You look like you're clinging on for the save. He's good, yeah.
He was alright.
Remember the Lucas Aid boards? I know what's talking about the boards now, but Lucas Aid boards around the ground. They had them up to like, 96, 97.
You're going to see very soon how good Mike Marsh was, mate. You know what I mean?
Don't spoil it, Robert. I'm watching this. If you were old enough.
Kirby, lad.
Oh, it's a terrible header by Tanner. Put it back into his own box.
In fact, this is an opportunity to tell a Knowsley United story. Yeah.
Do it.
Go on. Mike Marsh was at Kirby Town. And,
as what, playing or?
Playing for Kirby Town, yeah. And Kirby Town became Knowsley United. And Liverpool bought Mike Marsh from them. And I think it was 50 grand. Bulbs for the floodlights and seats for the stand.
Bulbs for the floodlights? Yeah. Why didn't he just ask for 60 grand to buy the lights themselves? Oh.
And then the stand was called the Mike Marsh stand. Old Park, great days.
Why did they buy the bulbs? Did they actually have a little blank them saying, yeah, we'll buy them bulbs for you, lads, we can get a discount.
Maybe it was like tax-free or something.
And Liverpool had loads of them left over from their own floodlights and just lent them, give them theirs.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
And a load of seats that just come out of this.
Oh, look at that board there.
It's old school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Early substitution this, though, for them. Who is it who's come on here? Who's that level?
Didier Otto Cory, apparently. Oh, and it's Kamian Kovacs who's gone off. They're definitely both the right pronunciations there.
Have a listen to the commentary yourselves later to find out.
I think Barry Davis forgot to mention it, didn't he? They just made the substitution, didn't bother to say it. Too busy going on with the wind again.
I'm always a big fella there, isn't he? And not as big as he got. Has he been to jail by this point, Jan Mulby?
Yes, I think so.
Oh. Rush has been quiet so far, hasn't he? Need a bit more from a player like him.
Ball,
Manon's been asked to do too much here.
He really is, isn't he?
Make a change soon, S.
It's like, sort it. Make a change.
I don't think he needs a sub, but I think he just needs to put someone else with him. Get Rush closer to him.
Forgot Rush was playing.
I was saying he's been quiet, Annie. Shite. Player of his calibre, yeah?
Shite.
Absolutely disgusting. Doesn't even want to be here, does he? Prick.
That's Trevor Brooken.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Boring bastard.
Oh, he's long side there. Well, they're covered by Ablett.
I need the ref in the face of the ball.
Letters it at the fucking ref.
Do we reckon this ref's dead or alive?
What now? No,
quick poll and I'll check.
That's a dark turn of events.
He looks like he's stood there, mate, blowing his whistle. So
he's
called. No, we're talking in 2017. It's 26 years later, isn't
he's called the Silver Valent CA.
He's dead.
Let me have a look at that and I'll look it up.
He clearly didn't do push.
Straw poll, Sean, what do you reckon?
I reckon he's still going.
Do you? You reckon he's dead, Jay? Yeah, he's what dead. About you, Robbo?
I reckon he's still kicking about in an old folk.
Me, you've got to decide and vote here.
I think he's alive.
Oh, it's 2-2. I'll go alive as well. Where is it? Silver.
Some random chanting outside there.
Ah, oh, poor man, McManaman
there. I've heard for their Tic Tacs there, Sean. What's your Tic Tac game?
Yeah, Sean, talk us through your Tic Tac game.
I like the orange and green ones.
There's great aggression from Liverpool, by the way.
Do you want it, Santi?
Yeah, they don't want to.
Kinder egg as well there, lad.
They used to get massive Kinder eggs on Easter. Like a full size Easter egg, but Kinder with a toy in it. But
Was the toy bigger or the same as the ones in
Kinder
the small
ones? Bigger toy. Big,
was it? Yeah. Kinder, like a bike in there?
Kinder Jay's a boss. Get a Kinder Jay, Sean. Bosh, you know. Eat it with a little spoon.
Is he dead or not? I can't find it, you know. I'm on a website that's got a list of Portuguese referees from...
Is he on Twitter?
Just got him in.
The crowd is loving. That's a great
challenge.
Just watching
the game, by the way. You legging it around with a whistle.
The crowd is absolutely loving Liverpool's intensity.
Cops loud there.
Yeah. You can see them winning the battle, pinning them in. Playing a certain way. Marsh.
Should have more ambient sound.
Oh, we're all right.
Head on that. Walter's on the other side now.
Twisting and turning. You can't live with him.
You know what Mark Walter's middle name is, Sean?
Mark.
No.
Mark Walter's.
Mark Walter's. No, it's not that.
Go ahead.
Everton.
Mark Everton Walters.
Yeah, it's going off.
Someone's
yeah,
come in to chain their, themselves to the poster, son, or he's trying to protest.
One of their fans liked it on the pitch, yeah.
Mad that, but they carried on playing. It's like fucking three fellas stood around the post. Imagine it if it one of them knocked and gone in.
Nearly went in. McMahon.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that, Barry Davis, because that's what I've been asking, mate.
Yep, good off Barry.
Insight there for me to be asking that before him. My stream of consciousness is just. Carrying on, and they're just repairing the net like while the game's going on. If that happened now, the fucking referee would be in there, wouldn't he? To play in the game 5 minutes.
What was Mark Walters' career like? I've literally don't know anything about him, but he looks
good at Rangers. he had a good career at Rangers.
And that's the only games I've seen him play with in like that soft, remember that five-a-side thing that Sky used to have on?
Oh yeah.
With the thing he used to play in, that he used to be boss like. And then he fucked shots playing for Rangers at the little prick.
Didn't really do it for us, like, he wasn't, crowd never properly talked to him.
Oh, it's great football. Oh. Burrows doing there.
Looks like he absolutely wallops him.
That's a terrible haircut, that by David Burrows.
Looks like Bart Simpson.
Looks like the lad out of Home Alone. But you, who's Spider Kevin, like, lets out. That's who he looks like.
Is this ref alive or what, lad?
I found out his full name, so the CA is for Carlos Alberto.
Okay.
So I had to get that.
I'm sure for that, mate, but there's something for his lab.
And I'm just looking up where he is on now. I'm on Tenterhooks here, like.
Any news on
David Price's suit? I was Tadden's job during this game become researcher.
He's doing the stuff that Barry Davis just didn't have no one on hand to do for him.
Yeah, he didn't
know. That's why Gary Neville's so good at it. He's got someone at his fingertips who can go and do the searching online for stuff and little clips he needs.
That was the cop there, by the way, asking the Kemlin to sing a song. That used to happen once upon a time.
Imagine asking them to sing a song now.
Yeah, complete silence.
From the cop. Rushy's not been good, you know.
Was he the type of striker to come deep and get involved?
Oh, yeah, he just stayed with
him. Nah, he come and got involved, win the ball.
He retired in 1992.
Oh, hello.
Yeah?
Dead. He would be 68.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead?
No, he is still alive. Yes. I was going to try and get you to guess.
Oh.
We're giving you the age information. He was at three World Cups, apparently, 1986, 1990, and 1994.
He seemed familiar. But he retired in 1992.
He retired from league football, the Portuguese league, in 1992, it says.
But he still got selected for the 1994 World Cup.
I don't know how that's worked. He took charge of three matches in two World Cups, sorry.
Okay.
So 1990 was his last one.
God for that.
Who did he do in 1990 World Cup?
No, I haven't got that information on hand, you know.
He's absolutely
well up to him. Dad's in there, Annie.
Get him in the book.
McManaman's unwell to hear that tackle there.
Oh, he became a futsal referee. Good for him. Kept himself busy.
Oh, referee.
Referee, you're going to have a word with these.
They're breaking the play up here, aren't they? You know what they're doing. If we want to get this second goal, the ref's going to have to clamp down on this. Stopping us playing.
Better side, though, aren't we?
Yeah, so far, nearly there. We'll just check off. We'll check the Opta stats in a minute.
No. I think they're definitely saying better side.
I'd love to know what Sean Rodgers got to say about this. I think he'd be saying Rush hasn't done enough here. Too static. No movements.
Got hold it up better.
Well, he's not even doing the hold up job.
No.
We're just going in behind to McManaman too many times. Yeah, Marsh there, why is he playing that long? Marsh had loads of space. Just launched it long.
Advert for Knicks there, Robbo. You had them, didn't you?
Knicks? No, I definitely didn't have Knicks, mate. Fucking hell. They got absolutely sparked if I wore Knicks.
Knicks.
They were fucking moody tramps, them.
Knicks are bad signings, aren't they?
Proper naughty.
Look at Sean giggling.
He's made up. He's absolutely made up. You had Ascot, lad, what are you on about? The best saying he joke on an Anfield app show, by the way, is Dull Hannon to you that time. Remember when you did that City Talk show when you had new tabs on and he went, what are they?
Lonsdale's.
Yeah. And you didn't even know, did you? You're like, who are you?
You're out the fucking window in a minute, you
He just said, Jay's got a lovely new pair of Lonsdale.
Yeah, yeah. Like as if I fucking wasn't good at air of a sudden. As if it was on a podcast that I weren't there for.
Oh,
Can't argue with that, Barry.
Games ascended into a bit of knottiness here.
Yeah, we could do with getting something else. We were on top before, we could have done
by that. By this point, this is the point where I'd be just talking to the fella next to me in the ground and like probably then miss a fucking boss goal as the lad just leathers it in.
What do you say, Dan? It's a goal, Jim.
Like, fucking hell, Robbo. Why don't you fucking just drop fucking hints, lad? Robbo, what's that you just dropped on the floor? Just a big hint, lad.
I just go to pictures and watch films that I've already seen telling everyone what happens.
Watch this!
Get on this bit now! Burrows. And actually, he's dead, you know.
Ooh. Oh! It's a goal!
It's Mike Marsh.
That's a really good run by Mike Marsh to beat that.
Header. Ray Houghton can't be bothered running over there, he's shattered.
No one's answering him and he's done the hard work there. Come from nothing, that. It's a really good pass. I don't quite think he's meant that cross. Nah, actually, see the second time round. Been behind him. It's a really good header, that. Poor goalkeeper, if I'm honest, I think, though. Goalie doesn't spread himself, he just comes out.
I think he is looking to hang it up, Houghton, being fair to him. I just don't think he's quite looking to hang it up like that.
Or to him.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get something off.
He's trying to get in the
rush. Gibbo peering over there, seeing if he can see a bit of the action. Like he's watching from outside. Thinking, ah, thank you, outside Mel. We've done a wheelie bin there.
Watching the fuzzy through the Dixon's window.
Remember that was a thing? Like, you'd be out and you'd be like fuzzy and you'd be stood outside the Dixon's or something watching it.
But we're trying to find out the scores from other games, walking through Leeds with your mum and seeing what the tellies were saying on CFAX.
Anna Walsh told me that when she was a student, her and a flatmate sent one of the mates to Dixon's to find out what happens on 9/11. Because he didn't have a working telly in the flat. Which seems a bit mad to me.
It's absolutely insane to think about that, but yeah.
That's nuts, that really, isn't it? That's nuts, that.
Mike Girling's entered the room. We might want to sit down by a microphone if you can see the screen.
I'm going past the school library and it was on CFAX on there.
Liverpool Hugs Air, Michael. Did you go to Liverpool Hugs Air? That one's on. If you want to just. Mike Junior. Marsh has just made it too.
Yeah, you can't see it.
It's not going over there. It's fine, it's fine, but he's got him. So.
This was a belter.
Dan Austin's done the said nice thing there. He turned it around so Mike Girling can see it, but realises he's now turned it around too much for himself to see.
Don't
can't
me.
Be a prick and turn it back.
He can't because I haven't got my glasses on. It's not doing anything.
It's not doing anything.
He's just seeing shapes.
He might be watching CFAX.
Since Aston with Mike Marsh, you know, because he got an injury, didn't he? And I think he went to West Ham, and then he dropped down the league, but he got an injury somewhere along the way where basically they paid out for him sort of never to be, you know, like paid out on his professional career.
His insurance.
Oh, he's in? Yeah. Oh, he's not
and
fast enough there.
He ended up playing like top level non-league, so like Southport and a few teams like that. And I think one of them he was playing for might have even been Accrington Stanley. They got promoted and he couldn't come
he
up.
Couldn't play.
Because he had to stay at semi-pro because he'd been paid out.
He's off somewhere else.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Dale to a few players that.
Dale Jennings got the same thing now, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Dale Jennings can't play.
He's
at Samir now, by all accounts. He's back at Samir, isn't he? But he got injured and he's been paid out. He can't play at too much high level.
Rumour has it the same thing happened to Franny Jeffers. But he wasn't actually injured.
He's just got a mate to fucking.
Just got paid off.
Yeah.
I love a rumour has it. Right.
Wasn't he a coach for a bit, Mike Marsh? Under Rodgers?
Yeah,
remember Rodgers fucked him when Pasco off, didn't he? Done them so he kept his job. Oh, Liverpool. Oh, what's that? What's
come
you
on, referee,
there?
You haven't given that, have you, ref?
What's Mike Marsh doing there?
Jay, get off the backs of our players. Remember who you support, mate. Remember who you support.
Was that helpful? So, by the way, I'll fucking boss that footy.
Reckon, was this 93?
92.
92. Yeah. I was home for this.
It's mad that dugout. Ian Skelly, rock solid.
End of the M62.
Yeah.
Oh, she still loved the Radio City adverts from the 90s as well.
The crowd sounds amazing.
John Leach, yeah. Witness Car. Witness, what was it?
Witness Car Centre.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
The Mortgage Point.
7 0 8 0 8 0 8
The Mortgage Point.
Malcolm Ross, the solicitor.
And Radio City used to have box competitions at our time and all that to win like tickets and stuff like that all the time. I actually, my first Liverpool game, we won the tickets on Radio City that morning.
Really?
My dad won the tickets. That's amazing. That morning. But my dad done that like fucking dad thing of like rings up and then gives me the fucking phone to answer the questions for things I haven't got a clue about.
Did you get a taxi to the ground?
No, so we won
them. 708.
David, I haven't mastered that. I'm fucking gone at the mortgage point.
You know,
Radio City. You have to be
the fucking gone at the mortgage point.
You have to see this pamphlet. You have to ring. It was 4720967, and you have to be the 96th caller to win.
Yeah,
and
I
got the questions right.
There's a. The mortgage point used to be in the India buildings.
Used to be
in the India buildings.
Well, it is a sign of how the city is a proper far behind the times. I went to work in Leyland.
Did you not go to the mortgage point?
I went to Preston. It must have been, 2007, 2008, around that time. And there was a shop that was the mortgage point. And I was amazed. I was like, fucking hell. Sat there, like, stood in Preston Town Centre singing the song to myself. Like a fucking weirdo. I've just done on this.
One done us again here.
It's a great recovery tackle.
So, and Nicky Tanner actually launches himself in there as well.
Oh, that Liverpool up onto pot here.
It's worth remembering what a goal would do to the complexion of the whole tie.
Exactly, and Liverpool are playing like that. That won't matter.
Excellent match of the day commentary there.
I don't feel like Liverpool are.
They look shattered, actually. Liverpool centre-mid, the parent of McMahon, who must have been about 32, 33 at the time, and Molby, who was also 32, 33, and crucially Molby, don't look like they're able to cover the ground. They were able to cover in the first half an hour of the intense contest.
The advert at the top of the Annie Road was Wonder Fuel Gas for seemingly forever, once upon a time. Like, was for my first game and did seem to be for years.
He's only 29 there, Jan, you know.
Sorry?
He's only 29.
You were?
Jan.
Oh, Jan was only 29.
Yeah.
I was thinking I thought you'd be well, you're only 29.
You're fucking 29, Emma. You should say fucking that, you've aged
well. Button.
Yeah. No.
How old were you then?
20. When this was played, I was 20.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah.
So Jan was only 29?
Young Steve McManaman there.
He's got a great head of hair, hasn't he?
Yeah.
No, Stevie Mac.
Shaggy.
Could watch it bounce around all day.
Yeah.
Proper bounce. So it's not even as long as it was, obviously, in the years you remember him too much of, and it's still bouncing everywhere.
Yeah.
Mark Walters, Mark Walters looks like he's took Dave Burrows to get the same haircut with him.
Good head of that. Well played.
Well, Liverpool look like they've just been sent out to play and see what happens.
Bit of that, I think.
How long's left in this half, eh? Any ideas?
We've had this on for 48 minutes, but there was the bit of stuff at the start. I think it comes in at about an hour, what we're going to be watching, so probably another 10 minutes or so.
Flight there,
Yankee.
Yeah.
Kinder.
We've done Kinder, maybe.
I just saw it,
we had the chat about the massive
Rush,
Kinder.
Rush has been terrible.
Not being in it, has he?
No.
He's living off his name here in this game.
That's RJ.
Shite.
Can't believe McKenna's on Rush's back.
Soon I should be thinking of making a
absolutely
change.
Absolutely on his back.
Should be thinking of making a change, yeah. If we got on the bench up front, Robbo, what's the bench?
Barry Jones, mate.
We'll stick with Rush here. So now there's a chance here, you know, you put Redknapp on.
Steve Harkness, Redknapp and Barry Jones.
Steve Harkness, Redknapp and Barry Jones, they're our only three.
Options.
And Robbie Holcroft, but he's a keeper. So,
as soon as they turn to his bench, having a little look, wondering if he can change it.
Sticking with Rushy there, aren't you?
Fucking amazing that we had that as a bench.
Only four subs due to injuries.
What?
Yeah,
we went big injury crisis at the moment.
So, who should be there then that's missing?
All the boss ones.
But there's the Formula rule as well. So, like, for instance, Dean Saunders.
Because he was Welsh.
Yeah, so you couldn't pick Saunders. You couldn't pick Saunders and Rush.
Absolutely political outrage, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Nicola Sturgeon, we want our own country and all that.
Houghton.
What's happened?
Houghton, Mulby and Rush are the overseas
tell
players.
Tell you who was there. Tell you the squad for that season. Grobbelaar, Saunders, Marsh, Nichol, McManaman, Houghton, Burrows, Tanner, Mulby, Rob Jones, Mark Walters, Mark Wright, Ian Rush, Ronnie Rosenthal, Stephen McMahon, Gary Ablett, Michael Thomas, Venison, Harkness, John Barnes, Whelan, Redknapp, Mike Hooper, Glenn Hussein, Isfan Cosma, Don Hutchinson, Barry Jones, Jimmy Carter and Robbie Holcroft.
Oh, it's a good save.
Robbie Holcroft never had a game.
Good save, that by the keeper.
Mike Marsh played 52 games that season.
52 games?
Yeah.
Canal.
That's almost a grand.
Canal played 55, mate.
It's almost a grand for every for every appearance, innit? Maybe a couple of the appearances with the light bulbs. Still can't believe it.
It's just one man talking about saying Jay's honestly, Jay's consciousness is brilliant. There's some fella bouncing around town who's going, the fella who sits next to me at the match, he just doesn't shut up, you know. He's going on about light bulbs the other week. Just talk some shit.
Liverpool used 29 players this season. There you go.
Where do we finish in the league this season?
I haven't got that stat to hand, but it was under Souness, so somewhere shit, mate.
Of the 29, what would your rough estimate be as to how many of them were fucking dog shit?
Okay, so should we do it quick, me and you, Neil?
Yep.
Grobbelaar.
Good.
Dean Saunders.
Shite.
Yeah.
I'm calling it.
Mike Marsh.
Good.
Nichol.
Out of sympathy. Very good.
McManaman.
Very good.
Houghton.
Very good.
Burrows.
Shite.
Tanner.
Shite.
Mulby.
Very good.
Rob Jones.
Very good. Brilliant. Well, we haven't signed him yet, I think.
Mark Walters.
Oh, it's tough because he does actually have a quite a tidy little season, but he's crap.
Mark Wright.
Dead hard as well. Yeah. Crap.
Ian Rush.
Amazing. Scored all the goals.
Ronnie Rosenthal.
Well better than McKenna thinks. At this point, Rosenthal is shite.
Steve McMahon.
Brilliant.
Ablett.
Not the best, let's be honest.
Michael Thomas. Venison.
Underrated. Venison, shite.
Harkness.
Shite.
John Barnes.
Amazing.
Ronnie Whelan.
Amazing.
Ronnie played 13 games that season. That's Ronnie.
Probably one of the reasons for having issues.
Only played 10.
Interesting, Jamie, isn't he?
Mike Hooper, shite.
Glenn Hussein.
Shite at this point. Glenn Hussein's legs have gone big time.
Glenn Hussein only played 7. He'd gone by then.
Yeah,
Isfan Cosma, shite. Don Hutchinson only played 3 games. Barry Jones, shite. Jimmy Carter, shite. Robbie Holcroft, sorry mate, you never even played a game, he must be shite.
That was 16
a lot of
shites
in that list.
16 shites.
And the 29, one of
the problem was, and the problem was, loads of them seem to play fucking lots of games.
Yes. Yeah. One of them was probably harsh, and I'm probably being kind to Mike Marsh, but he scored the goal in this game, and he played. I remember quite liking Mike Marsh, yeah, but that's in a really sort of quite simplistic sort of way. You the same on that, Mike?
Did
you
Mike Marsh was alright.
Yeah. He was alright, wasn't he?
He was in the Steve Grizovic mould.
Yeah, tidy lads.
He could be a good player, a good keeper, but probably for someone else.
Right.
We finished 6th that year.
6th?
Mm.
That's higher than I expected.
It was the year Leeds won the league.
It was, yeah.
It was the year Leeds won it, didn't they? It was last league before they changed to the Premiership, before they changed the name.
Fact. Was it,
yeah?
Yeah. It was still the old Division 1, this was. Division 1.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Mike, because this is the season when the second to last game of the season we beat Man United 2-0 at Anfield, and we were singing "You Lost the League" on Merseyside to them, weren't we?
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we had the last laugh.
Oh.
More red there.
It's the season that we beat Sunderland, though. You know, in the pre-cup match.
That's why we're in Europe next year.
Yeah, that's why we're in Europe the following year after this one. You win the Cup Winners' Cup.
Because we finished sixth.
Yeah, we get the Cup Winners' Cup.
Yeah.
Is it in the Cup Winners' Cup where we get absolutely battered by somebody in the
Sion?
Oh, didn't we get to the semis?
I wasn't here that year. Following the
copy. Don't know, I'm shit. Memories crackles. Soz about my memory.
It's alright, so if we wanted memory, we'd have asked Nev. We just want lads saying stuff that we think.
We lost to Genoa in this competition, eventually.
What round?
Fourth.
Yeah, we go through one more round, I think. Not to give anything away for those of you who were staying for the second half.
Yeah, fourth.
Watching this at home.
Soz.
We defend really weirdly, by the way. Like,
yeah, we're all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, the shape's really bad.
Do you remember the team that we? Do you remember the team we got after these?
No, go on.
Swarovski Tyrol.
Swarovski Tyrol.
Fuck knows how you actually say that.
Swarovski Tyrol. They're from the Czech Republic. Former Czechoslovakia.
I think they were, weren't they?
Yeah.
Saying before, because before these we played QCC Lahti. Remember them? From Finland, battered them.
Yeah.
So our ball, is right.
Any David Price suit news?
Remains the mystery that's unsolved to the show.
I feel like we should leave it as a mystery. I'm a believer. I think it was real.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard that badly dressed. That's a fake.
Yeah.
I thought he just had a really jag suit on.
I think I think you're right.
Clearly not really. He looks like a fucking alien character, fucking Men in Black or something. Oh, right, honestly, when you just say it's David Price, it comes up saying suit jacket.
It's the half.
There you go, that's the half.
Hey, come on, 2-0 at half time, lads. I want to hear something from you.
2-0 down, and they got it back to 2-2 at half time. Can they win it in the second half?
I think you gave it away a minute ago.
It's up to you to watch and find out. We've done an hour here on the big match. Hopefully, it's being good while you've been walking the dog and driving to work and all the other mad places that you listen to it. Loads of lads now walking through the Art Liverpool tunnel in massive coats. Should we see what Des says before we go?
Let's get his first line.
Des, a good point.
He's a good point. I told you, the away goal would change the whole complexion of the title.
That's been the big match. I thank you. Nice one to everyone.